This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. So you've got the politics of this election, then you've got the economics of it, the tax policy and the infrastructure plans and all the rest. And then you've got the business of it, as in elections as business opportunity. Marketplace's Rima Kreis has that one.
Ted Jackson runs an unofficial online Trump store stocked with things like hats that read, "Let's make America great again." He added the "let's" to avoid legal problems. Jackson says sales of Trump swag were strong from the start, back during the primaries. But everything that happened before the national conventions,
compared to what happens post-convention, to say it's night and day is not even adequate.
Just how much have sales shot up during the past few weeks?
Tenfold.
Most of the Trump swag is pretty standard stuff. Shirts, hats, yard signs. A few big-name designers made T-shirts for Hillary Clinton, $45 a pop. But, says Marlene Morris-Towns, a marketing professor at Georgetown, we have yet to see anything as iconic as the Hope poster that helped define Obama's run.
And I don't know that there is enough passion out there for either candidate that those kind of things are going to repeat themselves.
Well, there's definitely passion out there, but of a different kind. Trump and Clinton are easily among the most disliked presidential candidates in history. Bruce Newman is a marketing professor at DePaul University.
And the case, I think, that each candidate effectively is making is that, well, if you hate the opponent so much, help me defeat that person. So spend a little bit of money.
That negativity is driving Amy Doty's business. She's a nurse from St. Louis and has made and sold thousands of campaign-related buttons and shirts online. The meaner the message, the more she makes.
Nice ones don't sell.
She goes after Trump's hair, his America First politics, and her Clinton stuff? Pretty sexist. Things I probably shouldn't repeat on the radio.
Oh, I hate to be like that. I'm really not a mean person. I'm supporting her. I'm voting for her.
But Doty says,
I don't love her. That's not who I would have picked.
Which brings us to Cafe Press, an online site where you can buy or design your own swag. The company says sales of political merchandise are up 20% over the last presidential cycle. Why? Brisk business in a new category. Stuff that says anybody but these two. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.